Can't hear the news. Okay. All right. Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On the show, you will learn, not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. And also thanks to my new webmaster on the reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. If you go to the vids tab, you will actually be able to see the entire conference I gave in Chicago in 2008 without having to click on successive YouTube videos. The quality is a little less because of the massive, you know, memory it takes to do that. But, you know, a lot of people would prefer to be able to just click on it once and watch the conference while looking at the diagrams. So thank you, webmaster. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. And it's a very important concept that I hope a lot of you are realizing. And I just want to let you know I'm going to be covering this in great detail on my show tomorrow. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predator psychopaths to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying your lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will continue to enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is what we need to do. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that is what's being used to control you. As Henry David Thoreau said, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there's one striking at the root. Those with no conscience are predators, are the root. And we have to learn how to overstand and see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use psyops operatives and people's beliefs to control them. This is going to help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created a hell on earth. Thus, not the end, but the beginning will be near. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. And I must say, I was amazed to see that George Zimmerman raked in $200,000 on his PayPal site as a reward for killing a teenage black person. So maybe some of you will think that my work's a little more important than his, because I do need your support. I use my donations for many things. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and help them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. And one of my clients in the U.K., finally got through to me yesterday, telling me that he's been trying to get through to me for a long time, And even the operator told him that my number didn't exist. So I just want you to keep on trying and realize, you know, there's forces at work to prevent connections. But oftentimes people are able to get through. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you're in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, please contact me by phone as well. I don't just sit in front of my computer all day, so I oftentimes miss Skype contact requests and calls. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives, and I am very grateful to Sheldon Day for continuing this huge service, because his website has a lot more capability of posting archives than mine does, and all those shows are labeled, so you'll know what the topics are, and there's also archives of many other shows I've done, many other places. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. And please also support this network by donating on the homepage, OrionTalkRadio.com, and buy a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station and become a walking alternative to the mainstream media, which is obviously a total psyops operation, because you never know. Somebody might actually take a look at the t-shirt and say, let me check out that source of information. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron, who has also donated a toll-free number to the station, at 888-320-6151. We've had problems with callers getting through for the last, I think it's about 2 months now, but the owner of the station just contacted me before the show to let me know that he thinks he's come up with a solution. So I definitely want you to call in during the second hour of the show today so we can test it. But very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I also have a show out of the UK on Sundays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on These Changing Times, radio.ning.com. And Times has a Z instead of an S, so it's These Changing Times, radio.ning.com. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, as I said. This site and calling numbers for that show are posted on my page on Sheldon Day's site, thelightofdayradioshow.com. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself, no matter what you're hearing from others and your loved ones, from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone, is purchase the Silver Lungs Colloidal Silver Generator. And you can learn about that by going to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator that I recommend and use personally for myself, my three dogs, and my two cats. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is never-ending deception and fraud. Now, I did have a guest scheduled for this week. Her name is Thelma McCoy. She wrote a book, Trapped in the Lawyer's Den with Bloodsuckers, an amazing woman who's actually 86 years old and not only survived the lawyer's den, but also, you know, wrote this amazing book about it. Unfortunately, I just heard from her yesterday that the White Coats are in the process of killing her sister. And so, obviously, she needs to be with her sister. There's nothing she can do to stop the killing, but she wants to be with her sister, and I certainly understood that. So, I'm just going to be talking about a number of issues today, because there's so many things that I don't get a chance to cover on the show. So I'm going to cover a lot of these issues today. And as I said, hopefully you'll be able to get through during the second hour if you have any comments or questions. The first thing I want to mention are some outrageous calls of the week that I've received. And it's truly amazing to me what I hear from people that go to the medical devils, what different things are being done to them and their families. And it's a global situation. I mean, the insane virus of how the corrupt medicine is now hurting people has spread everywhere. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to a break. I'll be back and get into that. Stay tuned, folks. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is never-ending deception and fraud. And before the break, I was talking about my outrageous calls of the week, which made it self-evident to me that this medicine, this insane practice of managing disease in really very dangerous ways has spread throughout the globe. I had a woman in France call me that has severe learning disabilities due to what she realized was vaccine-induced encephalitis as a child. And she found a doctor in Belgium who actually touts himself as a quote-unquote alternative doctor, and he's got some prestigious position in some university there. I don't remember which one. But what he told her is that basically, the main reason that people are so sick is because their gut flora has been destroyed by antibiotics. So what is his treatment? He gives antibiotics to make sure that all the gut flora are destroyed, and then he builds it back up again with probiotics. You can't make this stuff up. And obviously, you know, she was realizing that this was total insanity, and she started doing research and found me, and I'll be working with her and her child as well. I also received a call from a man in Portugal whose mother has brain cancer, and as they're doing more and more here in the States, I hear about this all the time in the States, but I was, maybe kind of surprised to hear that also in Portugal, they're putting people that have brain cancer on steroids. Now, their excuse for doing so is that this is going to decrease intracranial pressure. That's why they give steroids to anyone that's got any kind of a spinal cord injury, and now they're doing it with brain cancer. Now, the problem is that steroids turn off the immune system. And so, of course, you're going to have massive explosion in the growth of the tumor. And it's very interesting because this woman's son is a alternative practitioner himself. I was very shocked that he allowed his mother to take the steroids. He didn't know what else to do. But, that's why he was calling me to find out, obviously this is not a good idea. What can we do? At least he knew it was a bad idea. But this is what they're doing, people. And they're giving steroids for everything now. They're also giving steroids. I get lots of calls of people that have severe sinusitis. And they'll give them antibiotics for their sinusitis and then give them steroids along with the antibiotics. So once again, allowing, the antibiotics to create their superbugs and do all their dirty work and give systemic yeast infections, but then turn off the immune system so that when the superbugs develop, you'll have no way of fighting them. And this is why colloidal silver is so important, because colloidal silver has never been able to be defeated by any bug that's been created by any mad scientist. And so all I can say, like I said, I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice. But if I was you, I'd be getting a generator and making your own and using it for many purposes every day. Because, of course, the Fraudulent Drug Administration is trying to take it off the market. And basically, that's pretty much telling you that it must be very good. There's a new show on National Geographic called Doomsday Preppers, and I saw a little intro to this on some other show I was watching, because I usually have television on in the background on a 15-year-old analog TV that I have, with the the satellite box located on the other side of the house, so I don't have to deal with the frequency attacks. But that was kind of amazing to me. Doomsday Preppers. And, of course, in the little commercial they had for the show, they're showing people with gas masks on and all kinds of stuff. So I haven't seen the show yet. I think it's going to be starting in a couple of weeks. But obviously what they're trying to do is make these people look like insanos, you know, the people that are, you know, getting ready and storing food and getting different survival type tactics ready to go are wacko. And apparently that's the purpose of this show. So that should be interesting. Also, there's a very important show I've mentioned before called Fringe. It's on Friday nights at 9 o'clock on the Fox Network here where I live in North Carolina. And last night's episode was very interesting. I'm telling you, this show is a documentary. And it's going to go into its final episode next week. It's a two-parter, so I'll be very interesting to see what truth they tell us in those two episodes. But if you haven't seen that that series, Fringe, I do encourage you to go online and watch a few episodes and see basically what they're putting right in our face, because, you know, it's pretty much what's going on. And at the beginning of the show, they have all these different, you know, categories of things that they cover in the show, like viral gene therapy and all kinds of stuff that's, of course, actually happening. So when you see that, you realize that they're basically telling us what they're doing. Now, another amazing thing I found out last night from the news is that some judge has made a decision that protesters at the Democratic National Convention, which is being held here in Charlotte, North Carolina, in a few months, can legally carry firearms. Now, isn't that interesting? They have determined that the protesters, the anti-Obama, anti-Democratic National Convention people, can carry firearms. Now, I wonder what's up with that. But interestingly, just a few months ago in the paper, they showed pictures of the tanks that Charlotte is already buying. They look very similar to the one that's in the image of the person in Tiananmen Square that stood in front of the tank, and of course they mowed that person over and killed him. The tanks look amazingly similar. They've already bought their tanks, so I guess by allowing the protesters to legally carry firearms, they're basically setting up a situation where they are going to be able to use their tanks. It's just amazing. And I certainly hope that the protesters won't fall for this, because if that's not, you know, basically trying to make them do something that's going to get them killed, I don't know what is. Also, I would like to thank Billy Graham. He has a little column in the paper here, Charlotte Observer, during the Monday through Saturday papers, which I get delivered every day just to see what they're telling the sheep. Interesting, he doesn't have a column on Sunday, so I thought that's kind of funny. But on April 26th, on page 7D, there's an article by him. Now, of course, we know that he's, I think, in his 90s now and pretty much, you know, sitting in a wheelchair slobbering on himself. So obviously he's not the one actually writing these articles. But this one got my attention. No sin too great for forgiveness. And somebody allegedly wrote to him. They probably make all this stuff up. But somebody allegedly wrote to him and asked a question. How bad does a sin have to be before God won't forgive it? It worries the alleged writer, because he used to be a Christian, but somehow he drifted away and he knows he's not living the way that he should. So what Billy answered is that, is there any sin that is so terrible and repulsive to God that he will never forgive it, no matter how much we ask him to? The Bible's answer is clear. No sin and no sinner is beyond hope. God's grace is greater than all sins, and no sin is beyond his ability to forgive. So, further evidence that you know, Who's in Heaven, Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy, you know, all the rest of them. Apparently, that's where those people go. And all the psychopaths, you know, they can do whatever they want and then lie on their deathbed and, you know, do the sinner's prayer. And next thing you know, they're hanging out with God. So really amazing how that works out. Now, also, I have a Dr. Oz update. I do try to watch Dr. Oz every day. Amazing the crap that this guy is doing. Of course, most of the time, he's had all kinds of shows recently on weight loss and anti-aging and different things where he mentions herbs and different things that you can do allegedly to help you with certain problems. But he always gives out lots of disinfo. And one of the major disinfo things he talks about is vaccinations. On 426, he actually said during the very last segment of his show called In Case You Missed It, well, let me set this up for you. He was talking about a product for weight loss, and apparently the people that make the product are now advertising it as you know, endorsed by Dr. Oz. So he felt he had to make a statement about the fact that they're alleging that he was endorsing their product. And what he said was that he never profits from any advice he gives. Now, he just keeps digging his hole because, as any of you have seen him promote vaccines and have, you know, received the email from Mike Adams, the health ranger, naturalnews.com, who actually, you know, researched Dr. Oz's stock holdings and found out that, in fact, he does profit from vaccines, and he's going to be profiting big time if he can, you know, get people to, you know, increase their inoculation with these bioweapons nicknamed vaccines. So that was a flagrant lie. Of course, there's no way to do anything about it. Dr. Oz doesn't have a call-in segment, and if you post anything on his site that his, you know, handlers don't like, it's just, you know, taken off immediately. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, he made that statement. I thought that was pretty amazing. Okay. Now I'm just going to start talking about a few issues that have come up. I received a joke from someone that sends out lots of jokes, you know, this Jewish person who's constantly trying to, you know, talk about poor Israel, poor Israel. I stay on his list just to see what's going on. But I thought this was pretty funny. A Jewish man was sitting in Starbucks reading an Arab newspaper. A friend of his who happened to be in the same store noticed this strange phenomena. Very upset, he approached Moshe and asked him, "Have you lost your mind? Why are you reading an Arab newspaper?" Moshe replied, "I used to read the Jewish newspapers, but what did I find? Jews were being persecuted, Israel's being attacked, Jews are disappearing through assimilation and intermarriage, Jews are living in poverty. I got so depressed." So he switched to the Arab newspaper. Now what does he find? Jews own all the banks, Jews control the media, Jews are all rich and powerful, Jews rule the world. The Arab news is so much better. So, of course, this is like a humorous Zionist, a PSYOPs-type operation, and I just thought that was amazing because basically, you know, any Jewish person in the know should then determine that, I guess, the Arab newspapers are more reliable than the Jewish newspapers. I received so many positive responses from the show I did with Thomas Sheridan, author of The Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath. Unfortunately, I did not receive his book until 2 days after the show, but I definitely suggest that all of you order this book. It's only $16. I got mine from Amazon.com, Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath. I'm about halfway through it, and it is outstanding because it's very important for us to learn how to recognize the psychopaths that we, you know, live with, have in our families, work with, and that are controlling our workplace and our government and our world. But I also suggest that you go to his YouTube channel, and there's many YouTube videos on there, but one of my favorites was a show that he did with Patrick Lynch. Patrick Lynch is also a host on These Changing Times, the network I'm on Sundays. And the YouTube is entitled Psychopaths and the New World Order. And it was excellent. And I took a few notes from watching this YouTube. Five traits of all psychopaths, according to Tom Sheridan. And he, you know, basically calls psychopaths non-human predators, which I totally agree with. The first one is no remorse for anything they have done. Nothing is ever their fault. They use pity to pull people in to their lives, in other words, making up stories of health issues, etc. They give contradictory life stories. There's missing time. You know, they can tell you they've traveled the world. Of course, they don't have any evidence of that. There's no photographs taken during the traveling or whatever. They invent personas. Since they are predators and have no personality, they go from one persona to another. They have high levels of testosterone. They're impulsive and very reactive if challenged. So this is a very important list of traits of psychopaths, and it's definitely helped me to, you know, basically recognize another one that was in my life I'll be talking about shortly. But he also talks about a phenomenon called proto-psychopaths, and the proto-psychopaths are the ones who are created. And this especially happens in military and medical training. And sleep deprivation, nutritional deprivation, inoculation with disease. You know, there's many different ways that they can actually turn people. I've talked before on the show about the MIT study that they're doing, have done, in order to use magnetic pulses to basically destroy the part of the brain that leads you to have a moral capacity, moral judgment. And in fact, he knew about that study, and it's in his book. I haven't reached that part yet. But, you know, these are the things that are going on. So, of course, we have lots of things being done to us, and this is what we have to fight and be aware of. Because if you don't know what's going on, what are you going to do to take a countermeasure? It's impossible. And just today, about an hour ago, actually, I received his new book, Defeated Demons, Freedom from Consciousness Parasites in Psychopathic Society. And I'm very excited to have this, and I'm definitely going to take a sidebar and, you know, read this book because, you know, this has some solutions in it. And I just want to read to you what it says on the back. Psychopaths are not human. They will leave effusive and flattering comments on your social network page after you friend them. They will text you numerous times a day and call you on the phone just to hear your voice before they sleep. They continually quiz you about your sexual fantasies, then enthusiastically promise to fulfill them all on the day you physically meet. Steadily and by degrees, they build a comprehensive profile of you in order to create a blueprint for constructing a mere perfect soulmate persona, and then they claim you. They claim your heart, your energy, creativity, happiness, peace, sanity, strength, and in some cases, all or most of your worldly goods. Then they begin to destroy you. Eternally hungry, forever empty, they never stop seeking the one thing that makes you human and the one thing they will always lack, your soul. And this is definitely what's going on. And it's, as I always say, the hardest thing for people of conscience to face the fact that there are predators like this on the planet everywhere. And that these are the people that we have to basically get rid of. And I don't claim to have all the solutions, but I certainly do know that they are the problem. And what I've learned how to do is give psychopaths rope. You give them rope, and they eventually take off their mask. And that's what you have to do in order to find out who's who in the zoo, especially when you're, you know, doing things like I'm doing, and many others as well. trying to make people aware of what's really going on, because the minions come in constantly. It never ceases to amaze me how many people Skype me, and they'll send me a message, Dr. Carly, please add me to your Skype contacts list. And then you go to check their profile, and it's empty. You don't know where they live. You don't know who they are. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, like, just get off my cloud here. You know, it's like amazing. And I don't know for what purpose, although I'm sure it's not a good purpose, but, you know, I say on my shows all the time, Skype is for radio shows and international clients. I actually had about 300 Skype contacts. I had to get rid of the ones that weren't in that category because it just takes too long to go through the list of Skype contacts when you're looking to Skype somebody. It's just overwhelming. And, of course, you know, many of these people, turns out they live in the United States anyway, so why aren't they just calling me? So I'm just saying that, you know, they keep on trying to get in and, you know, give me flattery. Oh, Dr. Carly, you know, you're my hero. I'm so grateful for what you're doing. Oh, yeah, really? Okay, are you supporting my work? What are you doing in order to spread the word? And, of course, then you get the deafening silence. So, you know, it does become easier to recognize psychopaths after you've dealt with a few of them. And I've pretty much gotten my PhD in psychopathology from dealing with so many. But the good news is it does get easier. But it's very difficult, especially when they get into your personal life. It causes pain. And so that's why if you can get Thomas's books, Thomas Sheridan, especially this new one, Defeated Demons, and learn how to recognize them and what to do when you do, perhaps you can save yourself some pain and avoid having to go through some things that I've experienced, which have been very difficult. I want to thank one of my listeners and clients by the name of Walter in Canada, who sent me a very important email. Basically, the title is Government Document, Vaccines Not Mandatory in Canada. And it's basically giving information entitled Immunization in Canada, Canadian National Report on Immunization, 1996, hyphen CC, D as in David, R as in Robert, volume 26, S as in Sam, 4, May 1997. And there's a huge, you know, website link here, which I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it starts out with collectionscanada.gc.ca. And it's located in the Government of Canada archives. It states that vaccines in Canada cannot be made mandatory. The Constitution is referenced. So, you know, Walter states that he knows that I've stated that, you know, we're not a party to the Constitution in all probability. But I don't have any verification for that for Canada. I know that's true here in the States. But I assume, you know, it's the same psychopaths that invented this Constitution idea. So it's probably true in Canada. However, since they put this in writing, I think people should use it. And it's an official document. He writes that there are only digital archives of the document available from the Government of Canada. And here's an excerpt from that document. Okay, and there's the music. So I'm not going to have time to read the excerpt. I'll do that after the break. But this is good news for those of you in Canada that are being told by your white coats you need to have your children needled and inoculated with disease. You need to check this out. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is never-ending deception and fraud. And before the break, I was telling you about a document that those of you in Canada who your white coats are trying to force you to get yourselves or your children vaccinated can access on collections. That's plural, collectionscanada.gc.ca. There's a whole long, you know, list of the a website. There's lots of other terms after that, but it's entitled Immunization in Canada, Canadian National Report on Immunization, 1996-CCDR, volume 26S4, May 1997. And here is an excerpt from that document. Unlike some countries, immunization is not mandatory in Canada. It cannot be made mandatory because of the Canadian Constitution. Only three provinces have legislation or regulations under their Health Protection Acts to require proof of immunization for school entrance. Ontario and New Brunswick require proof for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella immunization. In Manitoba, only measles vaccination is covered. It must be emphasized that in these three provinces, exceptions are permitted for medical or religious grounds and reasons of conscience. Legislation and regulations must not be interpreted to imply compulsory immunization. Requiring proof of immunization for school entrance serves two main purposes. First, parents who have forgotten to have their children properly immunized will be reminded and can rectify the situation. Second, parents who do not wish to have their children immunized must actively refuse and sign documents attesting to that fact. Also, all provinces and territories have regulations that allow for the exclusion of unvaccinated children from school during outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases. And then they also mentioned currently Quebec is the only jurisdiction in Canada to have a compensation plan for VAAEs, which they don't tell you what that means, but I assume that that's vaccine injuries. So, you know, very interesting. What else could it be? So, you know, only Quebec is going to, you know, give you a financial reward if your child is killed or destroyed by vaccines. But I thought that this was somewhat good news, although, of course, because many of these provinces, you know, still push this crap, and I'm sure don't tell parents that the actual Constitution of Canada says that vaccines can't be made mandatory, that this would be some helpful information that you can use to basically tell them to back off and leave your child alone. So that's very important information. Okay, another thing I wanted to mention, it's really amazing all the things that are coming up in the news. This young boy, Eaton Pates, who was 6 years old when he went missing in 1979, allegedly, in New York City, a cadaver dog has, basically hit on some area in some building that was near the place that this young boy went missing, all these years ago. I mean, it's really amazing. And this has been in the newspaper. It's been on the news. This HLN network, they're pretty much at night from like 6 p.m. till midnight, all they do is cover the latest child abduction story, the George Zimmerman situation, things of that nature, just constantly putting it in your face and causing trauma, causing people to become upset, furthering the black-white divide and things of that nature. In fact, this Dr. Drew, medical mason, actually had Rodney King on his show this past week. So they're bringing up that old wound to fester again, because they love to get this race war going. And that brings up a fact. There's an excellent document. It's like 13 pages long that you can access on Conspiracy Cafe. And I'm on George Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D. He's an associate of Tim Watson. He sends out the most amazing emails. And he sent out this email entitled The James Cameron Conspiracy Theory, which gives the whole history of the Freemasons and talks about James Cameron becoming a Freemason and all the rest of it. No surprise there. But in this document on page 7, he also talks about how HAARP was used first used to mind control masses of people in Los Angeles during the first 4 months of 1992 in order to cause stress among the population and create tension. This tension needed a match to ignite a fire. The match was the Rodney King beating trial. On April 29th of 1992, four police officers who were videotaped beating King the year before were acquitted of all charges, and the use of HAARP was combined with the constant replays of Rodney King's beating on television for nearly a year to make tensions reach a point of friction, which ended up with the Los Angeles riots, where many people were killed and, you know, over $1 billion worth of damage done, where these people actually destroyed their own communities. But, you know, like I'm saying, we've got this Trayvon Martin situation going on now, and so they had to bring up the Rodney King situation again, you know, basically trying to get the blacks and the whites against each other. And as I mentioned, this George Zimmerman shooter man, you know, son of a judge, so you know there's a Masonic connection going on there, not there as well, received $200,000 in donations, which you can be sure were from, you know, white people. But that's pretty disgusting. But for them to bring up the Rodney King situation again, it's very obvious. See, once you know how they operate, then you can see how they work in terms of these different shows. And the HLN network is like exhibit A for how they operate. So once again, like I was saying, they're claiming that they have a new clue in this case of Eaton Pates, missing since 1979. And, you know, they're putting this out there and talking about how they're investigating it. Well, if I could ever get through calling in on the call-in numbers, especially to Nancy Grace, you know, the obvious Eastern Star legal land shark, who is highlighting these missing children. And the one thing you know, when they're highlighting these different cases, these children were not abducted by the global psychopaths, pedophiles. These children were abducted by your average Joe pedophile. And I would love to ask the question, why don't you do a show on the fact that 800,000 children go missing in this country every year? Because I have taped her saying that many times. And maybe if any of you can ever get through and ask her that hard question, I would love to see what her response would be. Her head would probably spin around on her neck. But, you know, people have to start wondering, why are they just traumatizing us with the cases going on at this point here and there? And especially now, you know, bringing up this case, it's 33 years old. Give me a break. This is ridiculous. But, you know, just to keep people traumatized and scared and thinking that their children can be abducted. And, of course, you have all the forensic file shows and CSI and all these different shows that are showing you all the scientific technology they have to track down the bad guys. Well, what they don't tell you is that the bad guys will never be charged if they're part of this group, the Masons. And that's the real problem, because those are the psychopaths committing most of the crime. Okay. I also received from a list that I'm on at fooddemocracynow.org, and this is very disturbing. Tell the USDA to keep Agent Orange corn off your plate. And this was sent out on, Saturday, April 21st, just a week ago. And basically the title is Agent Orange, 2,4-D corn is coming to a field near you. Okay. And this is what it says in this very important article. The first generation of biotech crops has failed and failed badly. In the last year alone, new studies have shown that Monsanto's genetically engineered BT insecticide corn has not only created a new breed of superbugs tolerant of the plant's genetically engineered insecticide, but that those BT toxins have also been found in the blood of 93% of women and 80% of fetal blood samples in a Canadian study, despite Monsanto's claims that this was not possible. At the same time, Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn and soybeans and their flagship herbicide have been linked to an increase in crop disease and livestock infertility. If that weren't enough, the excessive use of Roundup has led to the rampant rise of superweeds, which have grown tolerant to the herbicide and have infested millions of acres of farmland, threatening the livelihoods of America's farmers. Now, Dow Chemical is petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the approval of a new genetically engineered Agent Orange corn that tolerates the extremely toxic chemical herbicide Agent Orange, a major component basically the same herbicide that was used in the Vietnam War. Okay, there's the music. We're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages, and I will continue. You can't imagine how insane these cycles are. We'll be right back.